Live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Bruston Nordman, KBN on 94.5 ESPN, the Wisconsin On Demand app, and streaming live at ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube. We the boys. We
the boys. We making noise. It's the 414 hour at 4 on a beautiful March sunny afternoon on KBN.
Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nordman. Alex Strofer in the show, UKB Nation at 800-990-3776. That's the Carbless Talking Text Line. Liss is more. Hodak Steve's with me on the Talking Text Line. He thinks the Lions are going to take a step back because of the coordinator losses. We shall see. Indeed, Hodak Steve. But Strofe just yelled at me during the break.
I've had the best 4 days of becoming relevant I've ever had on this show, and you don't want to find a slot for me? All right, becoming relevant. Let's do it.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
See if it's good.
He wasn't ready for
hey,
that.
Hey, Mr. Irrelevant, it's time to become relevant.
Why do you look like you don't know what you're going
to
do?
Strofe's time to shine on KBN starts now.
Go ahead, earn that
check. So you guys saw
cap
the,
off the week.
You guys saw the new NFL draft hats, right?
No, you cannot take what I had planned and use it in your segment.
Oh, why not?
Because that's thievery.
It's thievery?
Yeah, I think it's intellectual property you're stealing.
All right. Well, I was having a thought last night.
Uh-oh.
I love that music.
It makes you giggle every time.
Did you ever watch that show? I was scared of the show.
I was scared of the show, too. I remember seeing commercials for it, being like, I'm not interested in that.
Brad and I are so soft.
I still, to this day, I hate horror movie commercials.
Me too. We're all softies here.
Turned the channel. It was just like this Annabelle. It was the eyes or face or something like that. The smile movie. I was like, yeah.
So scary.
Commercials, I don't turn the channel. I just put the blanket over.
There's recently one of like Woman in the Yard, which is like
horrifying.
All
black.
How does that appeal to anybody?
I don't know. I really don't.
We'll get to becoming relevant here, but if you could explain why you like horror movies, us four softies would like to know at 800-990-3776. What do you got for becoming relevant?
It's a great call
for you. What thought did you have last night?
Well, we spoke earlier in the week about how the English language doesn't make sense, but we do a lot of things in life that doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
Oh, no.
Ages don't make sense.
Ages?
Our buddy Brian D, who's our boss here at ESPN Milwaukee, he's the director of content. It's his birthday this week, and I was thinking, he's turning 33.
Damn, putting his age out there.
But in reality, he's turning 34. Because you're one when you're two.
No, that's not true.
Your first year of life is when you're zero. Your second year of life is when you're one. Your third year of life is when you're two, and so on. We should be one when we're born. I should be 20. I'm in my 27th year of life. I'm not in my 26th year of life. You know what I'm saying?
I actually know what you're saying.
They do that in China.
No.
So I saw on social media.
This sounds like your algorithm was just sending you conspiracy theories.
That's 34 would actually be 35 or the same age.
Because I get what you're saying. But like, you do turn one after that full year.
A person is counted as 1 year old on their day of birth in China. My algorithm never fails me.
Right, because it makes more sense. It's your first year of life. You're not one. Like, I'm not 26. I'm 26 and...
A couple months.
Yeah, like 4 months.
But you haven't
reached
that next watermark of a new age.
Right, but I'm much closer to turning 28 than I am turning 27.
We do years of completion here in America.
Yeah, that's dumb.
Yeah, you don't just get to be one because you came to Earth.
Right.
You got to earn your way to one.
But I'm glad you say that, Kyle, because you're not in the first grade in first grade. You're in the second grade. Kindergarten is the first grade.
But are you going to count preschool?
Kindergarten isn't necessary in some states. You don't have to go to kindergarten.
Well, it is here, pal.
Is it?
Does your algorithm have that one, Kyle?
Because
if you go to an elementary school, which is grades K through 5, Kindergarten is the first grade in public school.
Five-year-old kindergarten is required.
So not to bring back like you and Kyle racing, but you would rather have it be like, I'm on the first lap. Now I'm on the second lap.
That's
so
how it is,
you
dummy.
No, but you know. No,
dummy is strong.
If you start the starting line.
If you're
line,
racing Mario Kart, for example, it says you're on lap one of three. When you finish the lap, it becomes lap two.
Correct. So, but
when you finish the lap, it doesn't say you're one lap in. It says you're on lap two.
Yeah.
That's what you're advocating for.
Yeah.
That's what it is in racing.
Yeah, in NASCAR, I think it might actually be, it says the completion.
With age.
No.
It's better to have one.
Oh, I don't know.
It's better to have what you've already completed because you're not 27.
I'm sorry for calling you a dummy. That was uncalled.
That was strong.
You're passionate.
No, we still shouldn't be throwing these type of slanderous terms at you, Bradley. That seemed a little strong. That seemed like fighting words to me.
Yeah, well, I could never fight Struff.
You really?
You'd win fast. Speaking of which, Joe Thomas this morning. Pro Football Hall of Famer, Brookfield Central alum, Hall of Famer.
Second most famous guy from Brookfield Central.
Brookfield Central Hall of Famer.
You're going to do that?
After he called you a dummy. A dumb.
He just took two shots.
I know, he is supposed to be Feel Good Friday. He's a Friday.
You know what's strange?
He's mad because you were supposed to train him to not look like an idiot on social media.
You know what's strange, guys? I've called both of you things much worse than dummy, and Brad's never defended you.
Oh, no, it's different. Brad is a dummy. He doesn't deserve that. Me? Yeah. Ben?
It depends on the situation.
He was on Will the Entouch this morning, and our buddy part-time Will Summers, one of our producers here at ESPN Milwaukee.
Do we need the X-Files for this?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's Friday. Let it fly, would you?
Uh-oh.
He said, you know, if I was in a boxing match with Joe Thomas, I got 90 seconds in me. I said, no, you do not. You're 5'7". How long can you last in a boxing ring with Joe Thomas?
Oh, Joe Thomas don't look like he can throw hands. I can last 2 minutes.
You're calling his toughness into question?
You're calling a Pro Football Hall of Fame first ballot left tackle who often threw hands.
An elite athlete.
Punching. Listen, he probably swing like Stephen A. Smith.
Oh, wow.
He can punch, but swinging and punching, I mean, I can move around the ring, take some punches. I'm not saying I would beat him. I said 2 minutes last. I didn't say win. Just last.
So you're just basically evading him. You're running away from him in the ring.
Correct. Yes. Mm. I mean, I don't know how big or strong he is.
He's got a long reach. He's strong. He's fast.
Doesn't mean he can box.
But he has got the punch.
A punch is like a half of an arm reach. You know how many offensive linemen can get their ass whooped?
All you got to do is clench the fist, and it becomes a punch.
Yeah, Mike Tyson. Tell that to Mike Tyson versus him. Mike Tyson at 60 would probably knock out.
Yeah, but he's seen Joe Thomas.
You're not Mike Tyson.
No, I'm not saying this.
This is a genuine question. Have you seen Joe Thomas post retirement?
He's skinny.
Cut.
He is shredded.
Yeah, shredded.
I think you guys are taking working out and being cut and shredded for actually know how to fight. I'm not saying I can fight. I just said I can run for 2 minutes.
2 minutes?
Yeah, and take punches. We're gonna put a head gear on, right? We ain't doing
boxing.
All right, well, Joe Thomas better be careful.
Is this a street
fight?
All
it takes is one.
No, you're in a boxing match.
Boxing match.
So in a ring, which is about the size of our
studio. Yeah, you just bounce around, go around, move around, duck and run.
Ryan from Iguanago on the Carbless Talk and Text line. Please let Kyle take some punches.
That's the thing. I think I would last 2 minutes, but I've never been punched before. Ever.
Ever?
Ever.
So I've never been punched before either. Thought of getting punched right now in my life sounds horrible.
Dude, that sounds awful.
Like one of our teammates here, like about a year ago, like we just started wrestling in the office in like a little like because we're just dudes.
Because he steals time. That's what people who steal time do. Brett, you may not come here until twelve, but you work hard. Let me get to the point.
Doesn't work very hard. I'm starting to realize this about him.
The problem I have now is I'm just becoming more frail.
Brittle.
Yeah. Like the idea that someone wants to hit me or wrestle, I'm like, dude, no, please don't. This sounds horrible.
Yeah. I want no interest in anything physical like that. None. So I just don't want to get punched. So the first punch he lands, I'm probably out.
I've just had an epiphany. Kyle, I'd like you to power rank something for me.
Sure, why not?
Of the three of us here, Ben, Brad, myself, power rank the hardest workers.
Oh,
best work ethics.
Number three or number two or number one? How are we starting off? Number three?
Start from number three. Take the shot early.
Listen, I love Brad Nortman, But.
Oh, Kyle.
But you work hard when you're here. You put in the time. You put in the time. You work 4 to 5 hours a day, and before you get here, you're already working as well. You are absolutely a hard worker. But you only, you're number three, clear cut number three.
I mean, when you only work 4 or 5 hours a day, I kind of get it.
Yeah, I envy you. Brad says, all right, see you later, Brad.
He was very self-generous there. He said 4 or 5 hours. Where's the fifth hour?
Pre-show. Gets ready.
We got the show, which is three. We got pre-show, which is one.
Hour.
And then I do my own little prep.
At least an hour.
Least
an hour.
Yeah, at least an hour.
Five times four is what, Brad?
20.
You're working 20 hours a week?
You might
want to rethink how you portray that with Greg Scalzo listening to the show right now.
But think about those 20 hours. Yeah. Those 20 hours, I come swinging, baby.
He's right.
I'm swinging.
But just like he'll swing on Joe Thomas. He's going to get into the Hall of Fame. Number two is clear. It's you, Ben. I mean, listen, you do a lot.
Oh, wow.
Ben, you work hard.
Strofe, you'll be getting some of the endorsements I'll be, you know, working with sales team, like sales partners with. If they're like, what about this Kyle guy? But, you know, I think Strofe's better than Kyle.
Well, Ben, you were at Pottawatomie. Oh,
I was just going to say, were you at those non-existent partners at the slot machine in the middle of the day yesterday?
I was supporting a partner.
Ben,
Financially,
you work hard, but it comes and goes. Like, you have busy times, you have light time. We know when you have light. You just admitted to wrestling in the office. Like, what in the hell?
True.
I wish I had time to wrestle in the office. I'm literally coming in,
admission.
Being dragged left, right, and then I gotta go on air, and then I gotta go upstairs. I can barely eat, and Ben's sitting here playing grab ass in the damn office. And you want me to put you number one simply because, you know,
I keep the lights on here.
You do keep the lights on here, but if you didn't play, you know, wrestling a little bit like you were WWF, maybe we'll have more money.
You know, part of my role in my job description that I signed in my my agreement here at Good Karma Brands was to bring fun and levity to the office.
Levity.
And so now you are not letting me do what I do best at work.
I will bet you $100.
Never
but
was
the
put
word
on
levity
you.
Is not in your contract.
Never was put on you. Yeah. Brother,
I mean,
you came to work during the pandemic.
I got to give him credit for the word.
No, it was not. So you're number
Didn't
two.
Did he learn that word in the 2 o'clock hour today?
No.
Did we say levity?
Nobody said levity.
Nah. Oh, no, that was a different word. Vitality. He didn't know what that was.
Still
was
a strange thing to give me. Kyle, I want you to include you in the final rankings.
I'm clear-cut number one. Strofe, though, I give Strofe credit. You know why I respect Strofe so much? Even though I've seen how actually absolutely embarrassing he is as an athlete, even though I look at his body and I just say, boy, that is a weird-looking body, even though I think it is a miracle that anybody can find a way to love their boo-boo kitty-kitty, Strofe is a hard worker. I tell him that because when I'm putting in hours, Strofe is putting in hours. So I give Strofe a lot of credit. He may be a little different. He may be a little bit goofy. He may be irresponsible with the money that he makes. But he earns every single penny.
Well, it's not up to you to decide how Alex Strofe spends his money.
I would love to help him one day.
I'll take the help.
But if he's smart, when he gets a car one day and is driving around with his six kids... He's going to go to Tsunami Express.
That's right. He's going to go to Tsunami Express because he wants to drive it in style. Take it from me. My car is from 2016, but when I go through Tsunami Express and their powerful state-of-the-art technology, free vacuums that can grab anything from that interior, man, I tell you what, it looks like I just drove the car off the lot. It's reflective. It's beautiful. Especially on a day like today, get rid of that winter grime. Say hello to the beautiful sun shining spring. That is what Tsunami Express is going to bring to you. And if you're going to be like me, you might as well be a ceramic member. Unlimited wash memberships on a monthly basis. You can get your car washed for less than $1 a day. You can get it washed every single day if you want to. That means your car can look better and better and better. It's a huge purchase, guys. Go out in there and get a car, so you got to take care of it. Not only that, Tsunami Express has locations all around Greater Milwaukee, so there's one convenient and close to you. I literally took my car there the other day. It is still shining, beautiful, polished, looking good. I can't wait to drive it home. That's how much I love Tsunami Express. Tsunami Express. Wash, chill, repeat with Tsunami Express Car Wash.
All I have to say is if you're not on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee right now, you're going to want to see our break screen coming up. It is absolutely amazing.
Hey, kids!
Kyle, you're going to have to...
Kyle, love the kids.
Kyle, the kids love Kyle. They wouldn't stop waving until I looked at them. What am I looking
at? You're
going to
love the break screen on YouTube, Kyle, coming up right now, which is weird because we're going to be back. But if you're not watching on YouTube, go to YouTube and see... This visual.
Oh, man, listen. I can't even fully see it, but I saw enough to know. Listen, KBN Nation, this is suable. I'm calling Gruber.
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman.
DKB, they get all my love, all my energy, and all my time. I'll be danged if GKB and Craig not going to allow me to take my half an hour boo-boo. If I need to do they need to allow
That's
me to do that.
That's your whole lunch break.
I don't even take a lunch break. I work during lunch.
On ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com.
Less than an hour from Green Bay, less than 2.5 hours from Milwaukee. That's Higher Love. Find them online at findhigherlove.com/CBD. Their socials are at Find Higher Love. 8 retail locations across the Upper Peninsula with 2 stores just over the border in Menominee and Ironwood. 9th retail coming in April. Guys, April's really, really close. Now here's the big news. They offer organic, clean, green certified products. And the only UP cultivator of said clean, green certified products, which means you can count on Higher Love to provide only the good stuff and none of the bad. So you can elevate your draft day experience when you make Higher Love your top pick. And draft day is approaching. So whether you're watching every pick or just there for the party, Higher Love has everything you need to elevate that draft experience. As the best in the Midwest, Higher Love offers the largest selection of that clean, green certified products to make it your top pick. I'm making mine. Ben Bros, Kyle Walls, Brad Nortman, Strophy running the show. UKBN Nation at 800-990-3776. Happy Friday. Hope you're on your way to something fun. It's great outside. So we hear. Time for pole position.
Everyone's got their opinions, but we just happen to think some are better than others. Let's hit the polls. This is Pole Position. Pole Position on Kyle Bruston Nortman is presented by Great Lakes Dragway, a quarter-mile-long drag strip, plus a drift pad. Even drive your own car on the track. Find full event schedule and ticket information at greatlakesdragway.com.
Some polls are better than others, and we've learned one show might be worse than the others the last couple of weeks. Who do you think had the worst poll of the week this week, guys?
Jeanette Molly.
Brad?
Jeanette Molly.
Kyle?
I'm not going to do them like that. So how about
Jim and Molly?
No, how it's about a trend. JGC, Jin, Gabe, and Chewy?
Well, it was Jim and Molly. I maybe there was context to this. I don't really understand.
Are you mad because they kicked you off their show?
They didn't kick me off their show.
That's what everybody says.
That's the word on the street.
Kicked off?
Yeah. Yo, you didn't hear about that?
Is that the word on the street?
They decided they didn't want it anymore.
Well, you guys have worked with me for a year.
They went with
you're pretty insubordinate.
They went with Ryan Wollersheim over Strophy?
Wouldn't you want somebody like that, a pushover over somebody who wants all the stardom? Mm. He's trying to steal Matt's spot and Jim's spot.
That was smart.
Oh.
Had to get
Coming
rid of
for
him.
For our heads, too.
Yeah, I don't know if stardom's the right word, but airtime certainly would be.
See, told you. That's what they did. Gave him the boot. Sent him to Milwaukee.
I love it here. You like having me here, Kyle?
Strophy, you know I actually like you.
Actually like
I love
you.
I love that. Yeah. Actually like yeah. you. Like, you know, I surprised myself. I actually like you.
No, I like Strophy.
It's amazing. Against all odds.
Yeah, I would get a drink with Strophy at the bar here. I wouldn't leave my house to go hang out with Strophy, but I would go into
If it was convenient
hall.
For Kyle, he would hang out with
Yeah, 100%.
Thanks, Kyle.
Yeah.
Saying something.
He said
more than me.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I would go. I went out there with your brother, and you didn't hang out with him.
Because I'm a father.
He's so a father, too, of like 25 children.
25?
A lot.
All right, this poll is from Jim, Matt, and Molly earlier in the week. Maybe I just don't understand it. Maybe you guys can help me. Is cornerback/wide receiver Travis Hunter from Colorado the number one need for the Packers in this draft? Yes or no?
Okay, I get it. It makes sense, okay? Because, you know, I'm a little dumb brained at times. What they're trying to say Is Travis Hunter the guy that the Packers need? Like, is he is like the number one?
No.
Because he's a cornerback and a wide receiver.
So it takes care of two positions.
If you draft Travis Hunter, yes, it is. If you draft Travis Hunter,
yeah, you're right, but it doesn't solve the problem.
It's a stupid pull for two reasons. One, he's not going to go both ways full time in the NFL.
But
he's just
part time.
Yeah, maybe you'll have some gadget plays for him on offense or put him in a dime package on defense, whatever. But he's going to go top five, top 10.
And that part is irrelevant. I think the first part is what they were getting at.
Mm-hmm. Is that he can do both sides.
But doesn't really solve your position because you need a wide receiver one.
Yeah.
He's not going to be wide receiver one.
Why not?
And you need
You don't think Travis Hunter could be a wide receiver one?
If he was a wide
receiver. I need to see it more at the NFL level.
I just want y'all to understand. At wide receiver, Travis Hunter was ridiculous at wide receiver at Colorado for him doing basically playing offense and defense.
Well, I think he's being designated as a quarterback.
Dude, doing it both in NFL is different than being at Colorado.
He's a specialist, Deion Sanders.
Diana McGuanago, 800-990-3776. Dirty D, you're up on the Carbless Talking text line.
Hey, girl, I ain't heard from you in a while.
I just wanted Stroop to know that I got his back no matter what.
How about that?
For what?
Yeah,
why?
What happened? Yeah, what?
Because he's a good guy.
He is.
He's not negative like Ben is.
That's true. You have my back no matter what, right, Diana?
Mm. Maybe sometimes.
Diana, I thought you were Kyle's number one fan.
Are you cheating on Kyle with Stroop?
No, she can enjoy 2 men at once.
No. I am Kyle's number one fan, but I just wanted Stroop to know that I had his back.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, I like that.
So, Diana, you are not my number one fan?
What?
What is the next pull on pole position?
Yeah, let's get to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Some interesting ones this week from them, as there always is, from the brilliant mind of Mark Chimura. Fellas, I'm sorry I have to do this to you. In the morning, your significant other is blank. Nice or mean?
Nice. Next question.
Nice.
Wonderful.
But in the morning, describe that.
What do you mean?
Like when you wake up.
Yeah. Nice. Nice.
Yeah, wonderful. Waking up is like wonderful.
All right. I'll dive in here. I'll be the one to dive in and get myself in trouble. She gets up earlier than me.
Uh-oh.
I stay up later, so I just, like, again, it's one of those things where, like, when I, like, open my eyes, like, she's already, like, maybe done a workout of sorts.
Damn,
you know?
That's early. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, like, she's already, like, alive and well.
Taking care of the baby.
Less of that. The baby doesn't get out of the crib till 7 every
night. Oh, nice.
Yeah, so
his
it's great.
Baby is perfect.
I didn't know she was sleeping in now.
Perfect.
Baby's amazing. But she will look at me when I open my eyes, and I just look at, like, the ceiling, and it's like, Do this. You gotta do this. You gotta do this. Like,
what do you mean, do?
Like a honey do list comes at me.
She's been processing for an hour.
Yeah, she's had an hour and a half.
That doesn't sound very wonderful.
But I feel like Kyle right now. But I'm a grump in the morning. I am such a grump.
Yeah, until I have my first cup of coffee. Actually, I take that back. I'm not a grump at all. I sing. The first thing I do when I wake up is sing.
I would never date you.
Mary Poppins.
What do you sing?
So this is a weird little quirk about Alex Stroop. I wake up with a song stuck in my head every day, and there's no reason. Like, last week you got very excited when I played Paul Simon's You Can Call Me Al.
Oh, yeah, great song. Good choice.
Last week, that morning, I just woke up and I started singing it.
Yes.
Wow.
He's a weird guy.
It's like Stroop's brain goes through like a hard reset, and it just pulls up a random song.
Yeah,
in the wake of the reset.
Life is a movie.
I was talking to a friend about this recently.
He said, a real person, this Stroop.
Nah, he's totally different.
And he said, I think you just like subconsciously maybe you hear it on like a sports game, because I watched a lot of sports, obviously. Like maybe there was a bumper on a college basketball game that you were watching, and it was You Could Call Me Al, and then you just woke up with it stuck in your head. Today, I'll tell you, because I usually play it when I get in the shower. Let's see what today's was. Hopefully it's
the song you wake up to, you then seek and play.
Oh, today it was, you might not know the song, Ain't Too Cool to Dance by Lunch Money Lewis. Ain't too cool to dance. So I was singing that in the shower this morning.
Wow,
so I'm usually pretty
range.
Pleasant. My girlfriend actually is lovely in the morning.
Yeah, I would
here.
Say. I would
Love
say,
that you did the actually as well. A lot of actually is going on right now. We're talking about people in relationships.
Well, we've all had past relationships. I mean, I imagine that hasn't always been the case for all of us.
I've never lived with a past person, so I can't.
Yeah. Can't speak to that.
Hell no. I don't just live with nobody.
Nah, I don't do the whole movie.
I don't
thing
bunk up with people.
Like,
what, are you you bunk up with every woman you see?
No, this is the second time I've moved in with somebody. Yeah.
Really?
You guys are older than me, and you're also not married. So
Strofe definitely seems like he falls in love fast and just jumps in hard to every relationship.
100%. Strofe falls hard and he falls fast.
Is there something wrong with that?
I've
always said I think we need more love in the world.
Yeah, he leads with love.
I love love. I love you guys. I love love.
Oh, man, your children are going to be the worst.
Any other polls, Alex Strofe, as he fixes his microphone?
I don't know how that came unplugged. That was strange.
I don't know. You're grabbing and touching
this
it.
I don't know the context of this one from Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Have you ever, or do you ever see yourself using the phrase, quote, "I'll ruin your life," end quote?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, it's from the UConn media guy.
Media guy?
He's the SID.
Oh, the SID of UConn
Sports
went up to a
director.
Reporter after UConn's lost and
said, "I'll ruin your life." Yes.
Unless you take that
so
video down.
Ben Brust has definitely said, "I'll ruin your life." You're absolutely an "I'll ruin your life" guy.
He seems like he's might have said that once before.
I can't pinpoint it, but if it slips out of my mouth, I put high odds on it.
Brad, 0% chance.
Yeah.
Kyle? I don't know.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I don't.
Kyle Karen moment.
I don't think
toxic
I said
Kyle
I'll
relationship.
Ruin. I don't know about ruin somebody's life, but I will probably say in my head it said, "Oh, I'm finna let you have it. I'm finna tell you about yourself."
Poll question from the brain of Alex Strofe.
Wait, I don't know if I've said it out loud, but I've thought it a lot.
Oh, I believe.
Damn.
Poll question from the brain of Alex Strofe, and I do not need context. I just want a yes or no on this one. Has anybody ever said to you, "I'll ruin your life"?
No.
Thank goodness.
Guess I'm alone on that one. Next,
maybe
poll.
On Twitter.
Oh, wow.
Former chick, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe a Twitter commenter wishing me like that I bled out.
Oh wow!
When I went to the hospital.
Do you hold grudges from Jen, Gabe, and Chewy?
Yes.
I'm not good at holding grudges.
I'm not. I'm human. Like, you know, like I try and forgive and forget, but like,
I lead with love. I'm not a great grudge holder.
Yeah, I'm not good at it either.
I don't find it to be like helpful in any way. I don't hold grudges.
Here's
like you've wronged me, but like
it damages me more than anybody else.
Here's the thing. I don't want to get deep here, but if you continue to be wronged. And you're like, "Oh, I'm not going to hold a grudge. I'm just going to like forgive and forget, you know, and leave with love." And then they keep wronging you.
That's on you for bringing them back in. If you're going to forgive and forget, you're going to forget them.
Yeah.
Life ain't that simple.
At least move on.
Life ain't that simple.
See, no, I'll be upset with something, but I can't hold the grudge because at some point I'm going to allow them back in. But I'll let them know. You got to let people know about themselves. Let me tell you something. I'll give y'all any advice. Don't allow people to do something without telling them, "You know what? You messed up."
That's if I'm going to tell you anything, that's what the life advice you're going to
get. I'm going to tell you anything right now.
If you don't remember anything from KBN over the years, this is what you got to remember.
If somebody wrongs you, don't allow them to walk around in life not thinking they did something wrong.
Call people out.
I literally do this to you guys every day.
Accountability.
Wronged you, like not just anything.
Kyle's life lesson is accountability. That's it.
Yeah, just let people know. Y'all know me. I keep it 100. Y'all know the off-air Kyle now. If you make me mad, I'm going to let you know.
That's K-Wall.
No, that's business, Kyle.
Josh DiMaggio chimes in with perfect timing here. Producer of Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. And I actually am taking this as a threat. Ben is lucky I don't hold grudges.
Oh.
He should hold a grudge.
I think that's his way of saying... Oh, I'm holding the grudge.
Yeah, I'm still thinking about that wedding invite.
You bleep.
Smiling in his face every day.
Yeah, right. Like Josh DiMaggio and I did a fantastic weekly wager from 6 to 7. No Jen Latta, no Greg Matzik. But like...
Awkward in the breaks?
No.
How were
zero.
The commercial breaks?
Not awkward at all.
Did you talk?
Yes. Josh and I are fine, but at the same time, there is the underlying of like, Josh has every right to want to smack me.
You did treat him poorly.
Totally.
For this guy. For that guy. Strofe.
It's your fault.
You treated me poorly, too. But
I don't give
I'm
a
over.
Damn
I don't
about
hold,
you.
I don't hold grudges.
Don't
I
give
lead with
no
love.
Damn about
no,
you.
No, I love you. I'm looking forward to your beautiful day.
Strofe, you are too much of a pushover. I can just tell you're what
you just
your
said,
woman
you just
walked
call,
all over
didn't
you.
Didn't you just call Wollersheim a pushover and not... You said I wasn't a pushover at the beginning of the
easy,
segment?
Easy, all of you. Easy, easy. There's a common misbelief that we all got to push things further right now. I don't want you to go too far because it's a Friday. You need to sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. You need to give up a little bit of that oomph right now to sit back and enjoy a Michelob Ultra. Like Joshy DiMaggio is going to do. He's going to host the Homer Hour. Do you know that, guys?
Who is?
Joshy DiMaggio is hosting the Homer Hour.
That's today, isn't it?
And then he's going to have a Michelob Ultra, and you can join him at Camp Bar. I believe it's Camp Bar. Josh, you text me if I'm wrong.
I believe that's right.
It is Camp Bar. I
Camp Bar with Joshy DiMaggio. So go hang out with Joshy and enjoy life. And you can have 2.6 carbs, 95 calories of Michelob Ultras. Enjoy it at Champs Americana in Brookfield, the Sandlots of Salem. Magoo's on the Mound. Magoo's on the Mound, courtesy of my guy, Mark. He is the best. And Thirsty Duck in Sussex. Got that one wrong last time. I want to make sure I nailed this one. Michelob Ultra is a proud sponsor of the Milwaukee Bucks. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Superior light beer. Hashtag Justice for Josh continues to trend on social media.
Justice for Josh.
And on the
Justice
Carbless
for Josh. Justice for Josh. Hey, hey.
This is Kyle Bruston Norton.
Ben Bruston has got to go.
To Pac Arena, and as a shareholder, when I'm sizing up my ring,
right now.
One pack of two, pack of three, pack of arena.
Hey.
Hey. What's the rest of the words? Jordan been, loves Christian Watson. Hey, that's a touchdown. That
on ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com. I need to.
Here with you, Alex Strofe running the show. Hope you're enjoying the weather. Windows down like Brad was driving. Wherever you're listening to us. 800-990-3776 is the Carbless Talk and Text line. Time now to keep those winning ways rolling. It's time for Benny's Best Bet.
It's time for Ben Brust's Best Bets. Sponsored by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. There's a table waiting for you at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. 12 bars and restaurants, a winning seat at 40 table games or 3,000 slot machines, and full-service sports betting. Explore more at paysbig.com.
Yesterday, I gave you one at 6:09. Alabama BYU over 175.5. 113-88, the overhit with 6.5 minutes left in the game. Bradley Norton was on the good side. Ben Brust was on the good side. And I had two non-believers in Kyle Wallace and Alex Strofe. Kyle's like, I don't know, man. BYU, are you going to score?
I mean, they were trailing by quite a bit.
Doesn't matter. They got 88.
Did get 88.
And Bama, triple digits, man. They set that record for threes?
They did.
In a game?
For a team. And then Sears tournament? Missed the individual. Unfortunately, I can't give you something early. I got to make you wait. But that's sometimes good on a Friday night because, you know, it's nice out. You want to get some food outside with the fiance and the baby. So at 8:39, when everyone's asleep in my household, Michigan plus 8.5. Auburn has been sluggish. They have just been blah this entire tournament. I think they win. I really do. But Michigan has created a habit of playing close, tight games. And not to mention, this is a team that won the Big Ten tournament. This is a team that's now won two straight games, and they did it a little bit more convincing than they normally do. They actually won a game by 5-plus points for the first time since Vietnam. I like Michigan plus 8.5 against Auburn. It's dangerous because these one seeds are all playing. Other than Auburn, I've been impressed by all of them. Houston's going to Houston the crap out of Purdue. Tennessee, Kentucky's going to be a great game. I have no feel on Michigan State, Ole Miss. Michigan plus 8.5 is too many points to pass up. I'm not taking the money line. I'm taking Danny Wolf, Vlad Golden, Trey Donaldson, and the wave that Michigan has been on to cover 8.5.
I like that. The reason why I like that is the fact that Michigan is a competitive basketball team. They're battle-tested, right?
They are right now. They're in a good spot to like not be afraid of this moment.
I mean, they did well in the Big Ten tournament. They surprised teams throughout the year. They were a surprise team with a brand-new coach, with a lot
and
of
a
new
good
faces.
Coach.
And a good coach. In a good conference, tough conference. Like, Auburn's a good basketball team. But, again, if they want a slugfest, guess what? Michigan's going to be ready for one, so they're going to be fighting it all out. And I think plus 8.5 is a good one.
It's a big line. 8.5?
I mean, the one seeds, Duke was minus 9.5. They did not cover. They only won by, I believe, 7 or 6. Obviously, Alabama, another two seed,
The other one I'm missing here, Houston, Alabama, Duke,
also
Florida.
A&F.
Florida.
Yeah, Florida.
Obviously.
Took care of business.
Took care of business. So there it is, Michigan plus 8.5. Josh DiMaggio, I will say, likes the under 133.5 in the Houston-Purdue game. And speaking of Josh DiMaggio, he is live and in person. He is hosting the Homer Hour. The producer of Jen, Gabe, and Chewy is going to be shining bright. Coming up next, a little crosstalk with Josh DiMaggio before said Homer Hour.
You're listening to Kyle Brust and Nortman, KBN.
I'm a seam head now. You can call me whatever you want.
Oh, seam head. I don't even know what that is.
That means I'm a baseball dork. All I do is sit and watch MLB big inning at night.
Seam head.
I've never heard that before.
This is because you're not a seam head.
On ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com.
Multiple sclerosis.
Kyle Brustin Ortman is the producer of Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, who will be hosting the Homer Hour from 5 to 6. Josh DiMaggio, welcome into Kyle Brustin Ortman. There's about a million things we can head on.
Yeah, I think we start with where we left off. I sent you what could be construed as a threat shortly before joining the program here.
It was a threat.
It's not a threat. I was just saying, you're lucky. I'm a nice guy and don't hold grudges.
And this question stemmed from Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, where we had pole position. Do you hold grudges? Josh apparently is a better person than me. We all, apparently. Josh is a better person than me.
That was the most misplaced.
For those who missed it, I hate like the fact that I have to reset this and relive it out loud.
From the top
is the
brutal.
Worst. I can't even get through it. Like, because Josh, you know, I know, I can't even justify.
I'll do it. Ben told me on a partner meeting, after the years and years that him and I have grown together in our professions.
The years and years thing.
All
that's true. That's years and years and years.
Accurate picture.
Strife and struggle we went through to get to where we are now. Ben decided to tell me in front of a person we barely knew, a potential partner, somebody we are hoping to invest with us, somebody's looking to trust in us as a team and believe in the efforts we're going to put forward to do the best for their business.
I know we're taught to, you know, do these dazzling details, but you can keep them to a minimum.
What a bad example you put in front of our
and he told
partner.
Me I would not be invited to his wedding just out of nowhere, unprompted. I didn't ask. I had a good feeling, you know, seeing as Ben hadn't mentioned his wedding to me personally, despite us doing the weekly wager together, going to concerts together. I had already assumed, like, hey, I
ain't no way
in
the world I was thinking about my wedding at concerts with you.
I mean, you think about everything at all times.
You do.
That is your brain is scrambled. So when you guys were talking about do you hold grudges, the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy poll from earlier this week, I said, well, Ben's lucky, because I've been nothing but pleasant to Ben since that moment.
Better than me. I'm waiting for the tide to turn.
Have you had to like suppress any emotions?
No,
or you just genuinely.
Not. I mean,
have a
I've
good had, disposition.
I mean, I'm probably being too nice because there's been times where like jokes or comments pop into my head to like throw at him and give him a little jab, little one right in the liver kidneys. But I haven't. I've been nice. I've been nothing but pleasant.
Why are you holding off? I think you have every right to be able to throw
Kyle!
Those at him.
Stop!
I mean, you know, he hurt your feelings, maybe, or maybe not. Maybe you're trying to hide it. I think you should hurt his. An eye for an eye.
Well, here's the thing.
Wow. What a society.
What is the saying? Revenge is a dish best served cold?
Oh, that's even worse.
A long play.
A long play. Just do it now.
When he least expects it, and I'm not going to do anything to hurt or maim him, but I give him little shots.
Oh, wow.
A little something.
Easy with those hand motions. I might have to turn you in with those.
little something to remember. Hey, you did me dirty.
Rumors have been circulating that your mother...
Rumors are accurate.
Mother, what happened with your mother?
My mom has been a long-time Ben Brust supporter.
This makes it so much
oh,
worse.
No.
Ben Brust fan.
Has she met Ben
and
Brust
she
before?
Broke her son's heart.
She has. She when
she used to send me like random Venmos.
Oh,
come on.
For his birthday?
Oh, hell
sent him,
no.
Said, hey, go grab yourself a drink, have a good time.
Oh, this is getting worse.
I know, Brad.
I didn't think
when
it Ben's, could get worse.
When's Ben's beautiful, lovely young child was born,
an
entire care package.
Handmade,
put together.
No, and not an original.
Had me deliver it. It had original. Special touches of Scalzo and Brust.
You got to be kidding me.
Yeah. Oh, your mom had to be heartbroken. Is she okay?
Well. She's
Mama Joshua. Oh, no, you done broke the woman's heart.
I Ben, plug your ears. She said he's dead to me.
Oh, he should be dead to you. Oh, how could you?
Just unforgivable.
Simply off all the stuff that his mother has done for you, you had no choice. Yeah, no, what a sweet lady. She was a benefit. She was a play. Even if
she's a great lady.
Not just financially, but she's putting her toil into personalized
hard
gifts.
Labor.
Yes.
Thoughtfulness. Wow. All out the window. One decision. He's done.
My goodness. Do you send her Venmos or anything to celebrate her birthday? You send her son anything?
No, all he does is embarrass his son on a public platform.
For real, though. Dang.
I mean, Josh knows I'm going to overcompensate.
Yes, and I'm dreading.
He's going to hate it. He's going to hate my overcompensation so much. Ron and the Key, you're up on the Carbless Talking text line.
Really quick, I would say the reason why Josh is probably taking the high road is because he has no expectations of you as a decent human.
Damn. Goodbye, Ron.
Oh, boy.
That was a good one.
Josh is debating doing the jab or the not jab.
I plead the fifth.
The silence.
I know we're doing a radio program on this one. I'm going to let you guys handle this portion.
Oh, wow. Ben, I mean.
Ben absolutely meet the expectations I had previously set for him? Yes.
So at what point? Brad. So at what point will we all of a sudden get stabbed in the back, too?
I know, they're painting a
diabolical
picture.
Is this like the Favre Rogers thing? I'm with my new crew, and you know, I'm going to go crazy at the end with you guys.
Yeah. Strofe's 1 foot out the door already. He's ready to be axed whenever it's beneficial.
Oh, for sure.
You two serve a little more purpose for him in the meantime, but watch your back. That's all I gotta say. Not for me. I would never do anything.
Now, obviously, now you have a wonderful mother that's so dedicated to this.
This is probably never been done in the history of ever.
Uh-oh.
I'd like to pre-invite all three of you, excluding Ben, to my eventual wedding when I have it.
Hey!
Pre-invite.
Congratulations.
There has been no proposal, no ring bought.
2020-something,
baby. I would like it to be known all three of you are invited.
Thanks, Josh.
Not him.
Do it with a smile.
Hey, Ben, Strope. Thanks, Josh. Can we be there?
Ben, I'll send you snaps.
Josh, I'm going to pound so many beers in your honor.
There's going to be... In my honor, I'm going to be there. I'm going to be dad. It sounds posthumous.
But you might be in the honeymoon suite by the time I'm closing down the bar. You know what I'm saying?
Brother. Mm.
Wow. Ben, how does this make you feel? His mom.
Yeah.
I mean, when I hear I'm dead, like you can't come back from the dead.
You know what you got to do?
Like Josh, real talk. Like, and it's, I know there's no coming back from this your mom.
There is. She's a nice person. I think it's any mother or father would hold a grudge of somebody where they think their child was missed. Imagine
Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Matter of fact, speaking of his daughter, you know what? Give it back. Give it whatever she made. Give it back. Return it. Poor girl. She's gonna catch this.
Take it back.
Out
of the little child's hand.
Yeah. It didn't matter enough to invite the woman, the son of the woman, to your wedding.
But Daddy, I love this story.
Well, Daddy made a decision.
Daddy got himself in over his head. Now he has to compensate.
That poor child.
Yeah, because her daddy ain't going to be the first time, won't be the last.
I really like this is actually a true feeling and a true epiphany I've had here of
just
really
now?
Hoping that my daughter has 80% of my fiance and only 20% of me.
We can only hope.
Yeah.
You sure you don't want to change those margins a little bit?
Nope.
Your athleticism, that'd be nice.
No, it doesn't matter. If they turn out to be like me right now, what does the athleticism matter, Joshy?
Not much.
Just a big butthole over here.
What is going on?
All right. So coming up next is the Homer Hour.
Hey, bad news. You still got 2 minutes.
Yeah, well, Josh wanted to talk about Packer-backer-turned-Vikings-fan.
Let's be honest.
Wait a minute. No, we ain't going to put this on me. I just realized what you mean.
Oh, you just realized that?
No, he's not. You're in the clear.
Let's put this back on Ben. He's the terrible friend, not me.
Strofe, just at some point throughout the rest of the conversation here, a minute or so we got left, just play the Skull Vikings from Kyle. I loved that.
It was so good.
Josh, can you at least confirm that 8.5 is low for the Vikings.
Wallace, I am now officially a Minnesota Vikings fan, and I'm proud of it. I just figured it would be in my best interest to be transparent with KBN Nation. I am now a Vikings fan. Skull.
Skull.
That's skull.
I would hate to see an image of you with that skull playing.
Who do I send the cease and desist letter to?
Have you seen the image
yet?
Hey,
wait a minute. Brian D., Brian D., you're the content director here. Who do I send the cease and desist letter to? who should I
Brian,
put it
actually.
To you, Brian? Yeah. Who should I send
Brian,
it to?
Brian, send override it. Go ahead and override it, though.
Yeah, you can send it over to me, but I kind of enjoy this new AI version of KBN. It's good stuff.
I do not. I told you.
My name's Ben.
I love Lexi.
That was so good.
It would be a real shame if sometime in the future I figure out a way to put your face on Randy Moss's body as he scores a touchdown and moves Lambeau Field. That would be a shame.
Oh my!
That would be a real crying.
Shame. You know what's funny? Y'all know I love my Packers. When the moon happened, you know how Packers fans were mad.
Yeah,
that was
hilarious.
It was hilarious.
Very funny. It was.
Joe Buck thought it was a crime against humanity.
God, the most disgusting.
Thing I've seen in disgusting years. Disgusting behavior. Whoa, hey, Kyle, easy now. Oh, family show. Yeah. X-rated. Well, it was a family show until I broke the family. Yeah, remember Skelton Bruss family? You lied to everyone. Alright, on that note, in 2 minutes, the Homer Hour with Josh DiMaggio. What you gonna do?